Thank you for calling Customer Service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Good morning. My name is Sandra Lang, and I have some questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at my credit card, and I was charged for two transactions that were made on 1/12 and 1/16. And they were made to a company called Consistent Lifestyle. Is that you? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. Is that you? Are you Consistent Lifestyle?
I won't be able to get that information now, ma'am, until I have your zip code so I can see what you ordered.
Okay. It's 5-3-5-3-1.
What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra Lang, L-A-N-G-E.
Could it be on Joey and Sandra Lang?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you verify your address, please?
4178 Ridge, R-I-D-G-E Road, Deerfield, Wisconsin.
Okay, one moment, please. Hey, ma'am. Okay, it looks like an account you paid $7.45 for shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, it's for a Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you paid shipping and handling for $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster. Yes, ma'am.
Huh. Okay, something's wrong here because okay, what are the amounts that you have on those?
$7.45 and $49.97, ma'am.
$7.45
and $49.97, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That was for the Wi-Fi booster itself?
Yes, ma'am. After signing up, doing a survey, so you are stating you did order this Wi-Fi booster, correct? Hello, ma'am?
Okay. I ordered the Wi-Fi booster, but I was supposed to pay only shipping and handling on it and nothing else.
Yes, ma'am. Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am?
I don't know if I did, or I don't think I did.
Yes, ma'am. With the terms and conditions stating, the membership fee for the factory direct store is $49.97, ma'am. It will be billed 48 hours later after signing up. Being a member, you also get a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled, ma'am. For our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store, you can purchase many gadgets like tablet, iPhone, earbuds, everything, electronic. Each month you are enrolled, we get charged is $49.97, ma'am.
All right. I'm also being charged for the services for it. Is that part of you or not?
The services, ma'am? What do you mean services, ma'am?
Okay. For the Wi-Fi extender, they charged me $59.99.
No, ma'am, that's not us, ma'am. The only charge that's popping up on my account is $7.45 for shipping and handling. And $49.97, ma'am. That's the only charge that's popping up on my account. That could be with your cable, Wi-Fi company provider, anything, but that's not us, ma'am.
Okay, all right. That's not for any services as far as having an additional monthly services or anything like that, right?
Are you talking about the 59.99, ma'am?
I'm talking about say I have this extender, and then now I have to pay for a monthly service. Is there a monthly service fee on this?
As stated, ma'am, each time you are enrolled, each month you will get charged $49.96. You are enrolled, ma'am. I read the term and condition, ma'am.
Every month I would be charged that?
Yes, ma'am. It stated in the term and condition, ma'am.
Yeah, but I didn't sign up for that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I did not sign up for that service. No, I did not. And you,
ma'am, you can go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. I did not sign up for that service. I did not say that I was going to pay you that amount of money. I was going to pay you for the extender, the shipping and handling, not the service of being charged every month for that.
Yes, ma'am. When you agreed to those, when you did that survey, you agreed to those terms and conditions, ma'am. That's why you got charged at $49.97 each month. Well, this month for January 16th, ma'am, 2022.
Okay, I don't agree with you, and I want my money back. Plain and simple, I want my money back.
Okay, ma'am. What I could do, ma'am, I could offer you 35% refund your money back, ma'am.
You can refund my money back?
35% refund of your money back, ma'am. 35%.
Okay. You're going to have to speak slower because I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm hard of hearing.
Yes, ma'am. I was stating I can offer you 35% refund of your money back, ma'am.
No, that's not good enough. I want 100%.
Okay, ma'am. I don't supposed to do this, ma'am. I can offer you 50%, ma'am. 50% of refund of your money back. 50%.
No, I don't want 50%. I want 100% of it.
I do understand what you're stating, ma'am. I can only do 50% today.
No. You don't understand. I didn't sign up for this service, and I don't care if you had an agreement or whatever. I didn't agree to anything. And I'm not paying you $49 a month for a service that I don't want.
Ma'am,
I don't want it.
When you read, when the term and condition was stated below, ma'am, you automatically agreed by signing up the 745 shipping and handling, ma'am. It does come with term and condition behind the 745, ma'am.
Well, then you are frauding customers.
It's not
you
frauding customers.
Fraud.
It's not frauding customers. It's the information below, ma'am.
No. You don't understand. You can't offer a service and then all of a sudden say, well, you agreed to this. I did not agree to this.
Yes, ma'am. What I could do today, I could offer you a 50% refund, ma'am.
Well, I don't know where you get that I agreed to this because I didn't check anything on the website at all.
Was you 18 or older, ma'am? It asked you was you 18 or older, ma'am. When you quit that box, you agreed to the term and condition, ma'am.
Oh, no. I just said that I'm older than 18.
Yes,
I didn't
ma'am.
Agree to no, I didn't agree to anything that any other thing.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And then that's fraud. Then that's fraud. That's fraud.
It's not,
you can't
it's not
do
fraud,
that.
Ma'am. The bank will tell you it's not. Anybody will tell you it's not fraud, ma'am, because the term conditions are below, ma'am. What I could do today, ma'am, I can offer you 50% refund. That's the only thing I could do today, ma'am.
Okay, I am going to contest this with my bank, and they're coming after you, and I'm going to report you because you are a fraud.
Okay, ma'am.
I guess we don't have anything else to say to each other. Goodbye.